This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femininio, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com. Hey, Kenny. We're going to get to who said it at 4:30. I got a question. Can I just ask Kenny a hockey question, or am I going to lose our whole audience?
No, go for it.
I'm always fascinated because we are in an original six town.
Yeah.
Everyone here, you know, you're a diehard Wings fan. Most people, if the Wings aren't in it, you're kind of like F everybody else. But I told you the other day I was kind of rooting for the Leafs, which I know is like sacrilege in this town. But I think Austin Matthews is too good of a player to like be coined a loser. So the idea they're up 2-0 on a team that you detest.
Yes.
And then the Western Conference version of that would be Connor McDavid, where I said to you last year, I'm rooting for him. Like, I know it would mean Kenny Holland getting a cup. Not anymore. But the point is, they're up 2-0 on the Golden Knights. But I'm interested in you. You watch every second of every game. And are you pulling for anyone, or are you hoping everyone's ice melts and they just cancel?
I'm hoping everyone's ice melts. I hate this. And by the way, this is an entertaining playoffs, and I hate every second of it. It's like the most push-pull relationship I've had with a playoff in a while, because most of the teams in it I detest. So
that's why I'm asking, are you able to root for anyone in this? Because you watch all of it.
The Florida-Toronto series, I genuinely hope the building just implodes. No, I don't have a rooting interest here. I have no rooting. I'm not rooting for anything. I'm not rooting for anyone.
So you're not rooting for anyone or anything, but you're watching everyone and everything.
Right now I'm rooting for Washington because I hate the way Carolina plays hockey, as in it's very boring, and I don't want to see another round with Carolina in it.
So is this just group hate spite watch is what I'm gathering?
Hate watch.
Fascinating.
And also, I love the sport, and I think it's the best playoffs in all of sports, so I'm watching because entertainment. But also, I hate every second of this.
So you're going to be him watching the game three Saturday.
I'm just sitting there
hating it.
I'm just sitting
laughing.
There watching the game going, oh, okay. Damn it.
Now, a question would be, Washington put you out last year.
Yeah, I don't really care about that.
So you're rooting for them this year?
I'm rooting for them to beat the Canes. I hope the Florida series, everything explodes. Go Jets, I guess. I mean,
but you.
The only thing is the Oilers, what, Vegas series? Is that what that is?
Yes.
Yeah. So that series is fun. That's the only one where I'm like, yay,
you
things.
Look, Kenny's in his feelings, and he can't ask anybody to quantify feelings. So
that's correct.
True. They
that's
just
true.
Happen.
That's I just have these feelings of and deep animus, and
they change minute to minute. So okay.
I had to ask. I thank you very much, Kenneth. I'm.
Yeah, this is fun and no fun at the same time.
So you'll watch everything tonight, but root for nothing.
I actually might be a paying customer, Kenny, for the Tigers tonight. So
oh.
Little birthday,
little scuba line tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, happy birthday to you.
In lieu of a gift, Kenny would just like drink money.
I've actually already had a couple of buddies send me drink money for
Thank them. God. I thought you were about to say something else. I was like, my left hand was reaching for the dump button.
Slick back hair, Kenny,
what
tonight.
What did you think I was going to say?
Oh, I thought you were about to say you already had a couple, and I'm like, whoop, nope, that's not good. Oh, boy, wait a second.
I'm very upset at the NHL playoffs, and I love it.
I hate everybody.
Let's go, Scooble.
So, slick back hair, Kenny, tonight?
Oh, he will be making an appearance.
Oh.
Buddy boy.
You got to see slick back
Come on
hair.
Down.
Real quick, Mike.
Yeah.
Where are you tomorrow? Like, when you're watching your Celtics. Is it just anger, spite, or are you hoping you bounce back, take two in New York, and then it's a best of two out of three?
It is – oh, tricky question. How they play dictates that. If they play well, it'll probably be like, yeah, nice job, idiots. Way to finally turn it on. If they play poorly, it'll be some form of like Jack Nicholson in The Shining laugh because I'll just be fantasizing about – Tatum being launched out of a cannon.
But
I won't be able to watch them as a fan until they win game three.
So do you have to wait till the fourth quarter to see playing well? Because for three quarters,
what
you
quarter?
Guys play great.
I have to see three zeros.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Because what they've done the last two games, no, there's no...
So that's what I'm saying. Even if they're playing great, can you still feel confident like, we got this?
I'll tell you the other thing I considered, and I don't want people to be upset at me. There was part of me that says, you know what? Don't watch it all. Stay away. They've done nothing but hurt you here. They've busted your balls. Make them earn you back. What joy am I going to get if they win game three? None. That's simply an invitation to have a game four.
Mm-hmm.
If I watch and then I got to look at Jason Tatum's stupid blank face again, it's going to upset me.
If they win,
who cares?
You took it from New York.
But they can win and not look good.
That there it is. There's only, look, Doctor Strange, there's only one way out for happiness. Huh. They would have to go into New York, drop a bomb on MSG, win by 30, and yell bing bong out of the arena. Then there would be joy.
So winning the game
means nothing.
If you win and don't look good, Rico, and then you lose game four, which is a possibility because you didn't look good in game three, now you're just five games sweep, basically.
If you win and don't look good, you're the New York Knicks. They haven't looked good the entire playoffs. Have they? No.
Yeah, but when you're down,
should have been.
But when you're down 0-2 and the way you lost, that's different if you don't win the next one.
And
looking
if you
good.
Win game 3-1, who cares?
I do.
But it to me, I'm just talking about me. If it was my team, I want them to look great in game 3 to give me hope that, okay, the series can be turned around. If you win and barely win and you don't look good doing it, why would I care? Because now I'm going to game four thinking they're going to lose this game and then lose in five.
And look, I'll be fair about it. This is why people hate New Yorkers. I understand it. I totally get it. It's not winning. It's how you win that matters.
Because the two games you look great, you lost.
Right. No, we didn't look great. We were...
Well, you're up 20.
We were fine enough. That's the point. We don't look great. We're 25 for 100 from three. Jason Tatum is sucking on a binky. We haven't played good. If we played good, we'd dust these idiots by 50.
You were up 20 for both games. So now I'm
not
saying...
Not playing well.
Right. So if you win, It shouldn't matter how.
No, it does. Championship DNA.
There's a standard.
I'm not from New York, and I care about how my team looks in a win.
When you're competing for a championship, yes. I'm with you. And here's the other thing. If it's the NBA Finals, I'm with Rico. Then the pendulum goes this way. You got to win four games. Nobody cares if it's pretty. But in the event of trying to get to the Finals, oh, no, the second round against this garbage team, this is ridiculous. Celtics have played two of the worst second halves of their season.
You know, I'm just about who sings the fight song.
Okay. I know you are. It's simplistic. It's probably a better way of being a fan. Just leave me to my pit of misery.
I'll give you an example. Remember years ago when the Steelers were winning? Week after week, they became 11-0. And you all kept coming in. Ooh, look at your Steelers. They look good. No, they don't look good. They weren't championship a pedigree.
Right, but David, that was regular season. This is playoffs.
But so it's about championships.
You're saying...
I love
you can't win the championship on Saturday.
I can only win that game. I don't look good.
Newsflash. You're going to win that one game. You don't get crowned. Win that game. Take step forward.
I guess my point would be you're down 0-2 in a series. You need to start playing good ball, and you need to do something special to win 4 out of 5. Look, they could still win the series. They are infinitely better than this Knicks team. But the way they're playing... Honestly, if they're going to play anything like this, I'd rather they just lay down and die and get hit by a yellow cap.
What's the Vegas line for the winning the series?
Couldn't tell you.
You've cashed out.
I don't care. Give me odds of Tatum being traded. Then you have my interest.
Okay. Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.